97.7 EXT, we're joined on the phone by legendary singer, songwriter, Grammy Award winner, and two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, first with Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1997, and with the Hollies in 2010, Graham Nash. Graham, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us here today.
You're welcome, David. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It's such a pleasure. You're a singer, a songwriter, an activist, a photographer, a visual artist. You really keep busy at almost 74 years of age. How do you do the things that you do and accomplish so much?
I'm a lucky man. I live in a country that I think is one of the best countries on the planet, which is America, of course. I mean, we have our problems, obviously, but it's a fantastic country. I get to speak my mind. I get to, form opinions, and people talk to me, and I'm a lucky man. I've been creative all my life, and I'm still creative, and this record, this path tonight, is a perfect example. I wrote 20 songs in a month with my friend Shane Fontaine, who is the second guitar player in the Crosby, Stills, and Nash band, and produced the record. And we recorded, as I said, those 20 songs in 8 days.
That's incredible. That's a real spark of creativity right there.
Yeah, it's the fastest album I ever made.
Really? And it's your sixth solo record, your sixth one, This Path Tonight. It comes out April 15th. It's your first since 2002's Songs for Survivors. What spawns the idea for recording an album? And this one in particular, there's a message behind the title, This Path Tonight?
Yeah, it's a reflection of my emotional journey that I'm going through at almost the age of 74. I'm in the process of my wife, Susan, and I have been married for 38 years, but mutually we are divorcing, and that's an interesting process. I have a new love in my life, a woman called Amy Grantham, who's a New York artist. And I'm getting on with my life the best way that I can, which is what I've always done.
How do you move on? Let's stop right here for a second. 38 years of marriage. I know you're almost 74 years of age. What makes you decide to move on at this stage in your life?
My heart told me what I had to do. I was faced with, and this is the case with many, many people out there, just putting up with a life that is not exactly perfect, because you don't want to go through the trouble of undoing it or upsetting someone or, upsetting the children or all those things. But in the end, there's only you inside. There's only you can live your life. And that's what I'm doing. And I, for the last 50-odd years, have been concentrating on making music with all these guys. And I have to get on with my life. I mean, with all due respect, David, how much longer? I mean, I could drop dead in the middle of this conversation.
Well, we don't want that.
No, we don't. No. Although you would get an incredible exclusive.
I have so much to ask you in such little time. In 2013, you released an autobiography called Wild Tales. It recounts your remarkable career and the music that defined a generation, so people can read all about the past and get in more detail about you and your life. But you co-founded the Hollies back in the early 60s with Alan Clark, and you sang on that very first big hit, Just One Look, and the band became one of the leading British groups of the 60s, and that's where you guys really developed and pioneered, really, that distinctive three-part vocal harmony, right?
Yeah, and one of the things that amazed us is we were listening to all this early American rock and roll, and it was changing our lives in England. And then what do? We learn all that songs, and we sing them in a British accent. And what do next? We sell it right back to you. As a British invasion, yes.
Yeah. When you formed that band, did you know it was going to be as big as it became?
No. But I knew we were going to have fun. I mean, you know, those early days of rock and roll in the early 60s were phenomenally rewarding. I mean, we were kids that were supposed to, you're supposed to do what your dad did and what your grandfather did. And if it was good enough for them, son, well, get on with it, and yet my parents encouraged me to get into music. They encouraged my passion for music. And that's why I'm talking to you now.
After the Hollies, you left them, 1968, to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But you met David and Steven. You met them on tour back in 1966, I think, when the Hollies were out on tour. And then you came together again with them in 1968, and you formed the band. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash, everybody knows, to go on to find even more fame and fortune than the Hollies, right?
Yes, wild, eh? But, you know, the truth is that when I heard me and David and Steven sing together for that very first time, and quite frankly, whatever sound Crosby, Stills, and Nash has vocally was discovered in 1 minute.
And that 1 minute was at a party at Joni Mitchell's house. You, that's David, right. Steven, you were singing together. That's where you realized you had a very unique vocal chemistry, right?
Not only that, but that's when I realized I would have to go back to England and leave my band and leave my family and leave my instruments and my money and just go to America following that sound. I wanted that sound. I was completely unique to all three of us. And we're all pretty good harmony people, you know, but this was very different than anything we had heard before. And it happened, as I said, within a minute.